But now it's time to talk sport, and we welcome once again ABC News 24 sports reporter and team captain for ABC TV sports program, The Trophy Room, Amanda Shalala. Hello, Amanda.
Good morning, Jules.
Now, what's more grim, the weather on Bass Strait or the situation at the MCG?
I think the MCG situation, because that little famous urn is slipping away and it's looking very unlikely that Australia will be able to regain it now. It's a pretty dire situation, Jules. England is 5 for 444. And that's an overall lead of 346 runs, so it's looking terrible for Australia.
Not good statistics, are they?
No, even worse was Ricky Ponting's actions yesterday. He's been fined 40% of his match fee for dissent. So after a decision was reviewed to the third umpire, Kevin Peterson was given not out, and Ponting remonstrated with the umpires for a good 8 or so minutes. It was quite a long discussion,
yes.
And he was a pretty angry little man, and the match review panel hasn't looked too lightly on it and fined him 40% of his match fee. So that's just another thing adding to Australia's disaster in the fourth test at the MCG.
And I suspect that the match fee might not be the only thing that Ricky will be losing if things go as badly as it looks. What about the Sydney to Hobart, Amanda?
We've had some strong southerlies overnight, so a few more yachts have retired. 13 retired during the day yesterday, another 3 retired overnight, but the leaders are still looking good. Wild Oats 11 is still in the lead and probably should finish first sometime this afternoon. That's ahead of Investec, Loyal and Wild Thing. So we should see a winner there sometime this arvo in the next few hours, but it's been pretty rough conditions for all boats there.
Thanks very much, Amanda Shalala.
Thanks, Jules.
And Amanda is news reporter for ABC News 24 and also one of the team captains on the Trophy Room, ABC TV's sports panel program. It's coming up to 8 o'clock, and after 8 on Summer Breakfast, we'll check in with the latest on some of the extreme weather conditions elsewhere than Bass Strait. We'll also hear about the big Boxing Day movie releases, talking with our movie correspondent Julie Rigg there, and we'll also be talking about the Woodford Folk Festival, although they're calling at Mudford this year, apparently with some poor weather conditions. It's in its 25th year this year. That's all after 8, but now it's time for the news.